Time now to jump back into our conversation with Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing about the ice fishing on the west end of the UP. And we're going to pick this back up talking about the fishing on Lake Gogebic. So here's part two, continued from earlier this hour. Well, we also heard that the walleye fishing has been the most consistent, but even that hasn't been that great. But there's a lot of people marking fish. That's the good news.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And then, you know, if you move around and you're going to catch some. I haven't been skunked this year. It just keeps drawing you back. I enjoy walleye, and I like to try to find them in the wintertime and just for my own enjoyment. But, it's been slow, but there's still some there.
All right, well, if you don't mind, let's talk about the slush then. How bad is the slush on the lake, especially after a day like today and tomorrow where it's just ridiculously warm?
Well, and then hopefully Sunday it's going to drop to 29, and this actually is a good thing, Adam, because I've seen this happen where we've got rain in February, then it freezes like a rock, and it's going to be good after this. If we get a nice hard freeze now, you'll be able to go anywhere. That's the upside to this.
Yeah.
Yep, I've had years where you can actually drive out there, you know, if it really froze hard. Oh, my goodness sakes, we had cars out there. It was like a skating rink. But that doesn't happen every year, and I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, but if we get this rain and warm temperatures today and tomorrow, and then it cools off to 29 and 20 degrees, we should have excellent conditions.
You know, the other thing I don't think people realize, too, is when the snow gets knocked down and it's not so thick, it literally turns into more ice. That actually helps pass more daylight through into the water, and that helps keep fish metabolism up.
Absolutely. That's really an upside that people don't think very much about, but it really is a good thing.
Well, we got a little bit of time left here. If you could quickly go through maybe some other bodies of water and get a general report for each one, if you could.
Yep, we were out on Crooked yesterday, Adam, and the fishing was a little slow, but we got some quality fish. We were catching bluegills.
Okay.
But the guys we were talking to, there was people from all over the UP, from Gladstone and Berga, and a couple from Bessemer. We were catching fish, but again, you had to pick through them more so than I've been lately. Now, we were always on the first lake. Today we're headed there for crappie. We're gonna stay a little bit later. So next week maybe we'll have a little insight into that.
Okay.
And then Saturday, hopefully we're going to View d'Azur. Now I heard they're catching a little bit bigger fish. It's getting a little bit better down that way. So
that's good.
We're gonna take the leap and head down there on Saturday.
Bluegills or perch or?
For perch and bluegills. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. I'm sure you got your full line of bait still at Settlers.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We got our new 8-foot section, all solid ice fishing lures, everything from moonshine jigs, custom jigs and spin baits, trigger. We got all kinds of plastics, got all kinds of live bait. We've got most everything for you here, Adam.
Pete from Settlers Co-op, as usual, we sure appreciate your time, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Adam.
Good luck out there on the hard water.
You bet. Bye-bye.
This is The Outdoor Show.